Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Women of Vision show.
Hello, everybody.
Yay.
Woohoo. We're back.
Hello. Hopefully no one's melting out there.
I am.
I feel like I can melt. But yes, welcome to the show, you guys. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday and a great week so far, surviving the heat.
Yeah. Hydration, everybody.
I found the AC vent. I'm sitting under it, and it's great.
Heck yes. I swear this happens every year, though, in Reading, too. If anyone's local or knows about it, or if you've lived here long enough to know, it's like we never have time to acclimate. It goes
never.
From, like, 90 to 105.
It's like, guess what? It's summer.
Yeah. So anyways, hopefully everyone's staying cool and enjoying their week so far. Welcome to the show, though. I'm Haley Clandenning.
I'm Maurice Brown.
Sarah.
Yes, and we're sitting down tonight with Melinda Hunter. Welcome to the show, my dear.
Thank you for having me.
So glad that you're here. You've been with Women of Vision for a really long time. Oh, Maurice.
I'm so sorry.
You're a very popular woman. But, so how long, I mean, have you been with Women of Vision basically from the get-go, right?
Fairly close,
yes. I was
going
to say, it's been pretty... Because you were a member when I joined, and I feel like I was...
I think you two at the same time.
About... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's an OG with me.
Yep.
Okay. I can't believe we just had 3 years, right? Our three-year
anniversary.
Whoop, yeah. And we didn't get to party.
I know.
COVID problems.
Hashtag.
Yeah. We'll have a party, and people will just be like, what are those women doing?
So anyone that's new to the show and hasn't really, you know, if you're not really sure what Women of Vision is about, we're basically just women empowering women and trying to create a culture of collaboration rather than competition, and just help support our other businesswomen here in town and create friendships. And it's just, I don't know, it's my jam, obviously. But I'm curious, what, Melinda, what brought you or what intrigued you about Women of Vision that made you want to step out of your box and join?
I think, I don't even know how we connected, but Maurice reached out and invited me to, I think it was Westside Wine.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
That was my first meeting and or yeah. What do you call them, outings. And so from that day forward, I just joined. I loved the women getting together, and it just seemed like a lot of fun. You know, it wasn't a meeting. It was just a girls' night out.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think that's probably my favorite part, honestly.
Like, yeah.
I love that we do have a lot to enrich and learn about, and we do have our vision development meetings, you know, where there's a little bit more content, but it's fun that it's not, there's not so much structure that you feel mm-hmm. like you have to come in with an agenda or your, like, notepad and be ready to, like, go yeah. every time.
Speaking of, we need one this month. We haven't had one because of
a
COVID.
Social?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sad about that, too.
We have to do it over Zoom. Or can
pajama
we do
party.
Person?
We did a pajama party, that's right.
There you go.
We could find somewhere here in town, okay? And all of us just gather, just yeah. 6 feet apart.
Exactly.
We'll wave from across the restaurant.
Air hug.
Well, Melinda, you are the owner of MC Hunter Photography. And you've actually done quite a few things for Women of Vision as well with
mm-hmm.
your photography.
Yeah.
I mean, how long have you been doing this, first of all?
Since 2000.
Okay.
Wow.
So you've got a little bit of time under your belt.
Yeah.
Where did you grow
I feel
up?
Like I have a black belt.
A black belt.
I love that. I want a black belt.
That's so perfect.
For anything.
That's so awesome. Are you a Reading girl? Where did you grow up at? Because luckily we haven't had you on our podcast or our show yet, so we have to get to know you a wee bit before we
sure.
just dive right in.
Yeah, well, I've been a resident of Shasta County for 27 years.
Okay, so you're local at this point.
Yeah, so I feel like this is my home, but originally grew up in the Bay Area and then moved to Sacramento after high school and met my husband, Ben, and he grew up here, and so family lived here. His side of family lived here, so that's what brought us up here
okay.
to be a family because we didn't have family in Sacramento. It was either Bay Area. So we moved here in 1993. And, or no, yes, 93. And got married in 94. And then had two children and raised our kids. And now we're empty nesters. And now we're, like, going that full circle of not having kids. Like, And this COVID, us being home together, is like we've spent so much time together, and it's been amazing.
That's so good.
So it's just awesome because I feel like, oh, we're dating again.
Right. I was going to say, it's actually probably kind of, well, at least it went that direction instead of you being like, and now I wish we had more children or something to like fill our time. But that's really cool because it is probably like dating again and getting reacquainted with your partner.
Yes.
And I, when we had, our vision development meeting, not this month, but the previous month in May, I enjoyed that you talked about that a little bit, about how you guys would just laugh.
Oh,
and just
yeah.
enjoy each other's company. And
that's
so sweet.
It's been great. So, and we do have a grandson, so we have him around as much as possible. I just love kids. He just melts my heart.
He's adorable. He's getting big.
He is.
I was telling my husband yesterday, I'm ready for grandchildren. My husband's like, excuse me.
You tell teenagers. Hold on.
I was just going to say, I have the same response as your husband. What are you? Is he getting to you?
I was just joking.
Oh, I'm like,
just to get a reaction from him.
It worked, obviously. Oh, goodness. So once you guys came to Reading, what were you doing? I mean, when did the photography bug hit you? Has it been something that you've always liked to do, even before you were back here in town? Or was there something that sparked that interest in, you know, in photography?
So I was 12 years old when I got I'm going to date myself, a C41 camera.
You're not dating yourself because I don't know what that is. I don't know what cameras nowadays are, though, so you could.
That's even funnier.
I know what she's talking about.
Well, of course you do. You're a photographer, too. Picture unicorn.
Yeah, that's funny. But anyway, so I got one for a Christmas gift, and so then every Christmas I always asked for a new camera. Of course, they weren't fancy professional cameras. They were just different new kind of cameras. And so, and then in high school I took photography it was really cool. I got to create my own camera and develop the film it wasn't film. It was paper. We were developing in the dark room. So
that is so cool. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I've always seen like that whole process, and that made me kind of be like, maybe I want to take pictures.
Yeah, it is so cool. And so actually I was cleaning out my garage and I came across my high school box, and I just came across those pictures that I took, you know. And with that particular kind of camera, you have to like ask your subject, okay, sit still for like 3 minutes. Don't move. Kind of like back in the day, you know, where people sat there and didn't smile. It was so awesome though, and it just brought back so many memories. So that was where I first set my eyes on photography, is age 12 and then into high school.
Okay. I'm curious, I mean, I don't want to get started on a whole nother question because we're about to hit our first commercial break, but did you do like any pictures for the yearbook? In photography club, did you guys get to like contribute to that?
I didn't necessarily participate in the yearbook club. I was involved in sports all year round.
That's
I wished I would have. Yeah. I was involved in basketball, cross country, softball, and track. So that's what I did. But after high school, I would photograph weddings, engagement parties, family portraits. And back then it was film. So I would buy the film, photograph the event, the occasion, whatever it was. And when I got the film developed, I would print 2 copies. I would give one to the, you know, whomever I was photographing for, and I kept a copy. And so.
Well, before you, I hate to be the interrupter, but we have a quick minute now before we hit our break. And we want to mention the sponsors. I know every time I ask a question, I'm like, this is not going to interrupt.
I'll hold the thought.
Thanks, ladies, for sponsoring our show. Linda Lingo with Financial Coach. She inspires and guides women into clarity. She did such a great job last Friday, you guys. I still have the notes. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, personal and business legal insurance. Jesse Baldwin, certified health coach, free health coaching services. 530-355-5921. And Bargain Books and More, located 836 Beef Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m.
Heck yeah, they do book trades too, so if you have old books on your shelf that you need to trade in. But we will be back here shortly on KCNR. This is the Women of Vision Show.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are sitting down and we're talking with Melinda Hunter, who owns MC Hunter Photography.
And I'm Melinda.
That's me. Oh, I love it.
I'm in a daze.
It's okay. Like I said, it's the heat, I swear. It just, like, zonks you. It takes all of the energy away. So, anyways, we were talking, of course, diving into a little bit about your photography journey and how it all kind of began, your love of photography. And you were telling us a little bit about in high school being in photography club. Did you go to college after you were, like, done with high school, or did you just dive into, like, working? I know you said you were doing, like, weddings, and was it just basically word of mouth or, like, whatever you could get yourself into to continue to take pictures?
Yeah, so it was all referrals or friends or family that were having an event, and I was like, oh, I'll do it, and that would be their gift.
You're brave.
So I photographed the event, and this was without any education, really, besides the semester or the year that I took a photography, but
right.
Which they didn't really teach you how to pose and how to work with people.
Well, they
stuff
probably
like
just
that.
Teach you the basics of how to use, like you said, right. The camera, the
right.
Processing of the film, the
yeah,
the real basics.
So I didn't get paid for any of that. It was all a hobby. It was a gift. And so, I didn't do
now that's passion.
Photography as a business until 2000.
Okay.
So,
So what were you doing in the meantime while you were taking pictures? I'm just curious.
Oh, I had full-time jobs. Yeah. Oh, I did work at in the mall in Sunnyvale, California. I worked at Quicksilver. So I photographed and I sold. I guess so. I did have a little training there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
So I think I was like 17, 18 years old when I worked there. So I did that for a year. And then shortly thereafter, I moved from the Bay Area to Sacramento.
Okay.
So, and then pretty much I've always had like an admin type job or sales job.
And then just did your photography on the side to kind of
you look
fuel
so
that
thrilled
passion.
Right now.
Well, obviously it wasn't her passion.
Yeah.
It was what she needed to do to.
Yeah.
Well, I can do the passion.
Yeah, I can do admin work, like the back of my hand. It's not real exciting work, but, you know.
But it helped with your business
now
that you have the business.
Yeah. I worked for real estate offices for probably 10 years. And then, you know, just various different businesses moving from, you know, here to there. And it wasn't until 1999 we were at my nephew's graduation, and my sister-in-law said, how come you don't do this for a business? And I'm like, a business? Like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah. She's like, you take great pictures. And I'm like, oh, you mean I can make money doing this too? because I never looked at it as a business and making money. I just didn't put myself in that arena or category thinking that I was that good. However, all of those years, and, you know, I, back then, and, you know, I've always been taking pictures. I've taken some family's wedding portraits. Mm-hmm. And so, again, it was film, and I had two copies. So she put the bug under me and said, you know, you should do this as a business. I'm like, oh, okay. So I had a local photographer friend, a good friend of ours. So I already had a portfolio going without realizing it.
Right.
And so I took my albums to her, and I said, hey, you know, what do you think? And she's like, yeah. She's like, you got, you know, looks like you're capturing everything that needs to be done. This is just specifically for weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 1999, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this as a business, got my business license and, you know, started looking into the business insurance and what do I need to do? And then it just so happened our wedding photographer, we connected somehow, or I don't know if I called her, was asking her questions about the business, and she was looking for somebody part-time. So I went to work for her for a year.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she was photographing digitally because I didn't photograph digital at the time. So she taught me a lot about how to shoot in, you know, digital format. And I would assist her on her weddings and help her with some of the processing on the back end. And, you know, and so I learned quite a bit from her. And so, but we did have a mutual agreement, understanding that after a year, I would probably branch out, mm-hmm. you know. And so I did. And so I've always done it part-time from home, raising the kids. And then it wasn't until 2017 I decided to do it full time. And I got a studio, and
I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that leap.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was scary, but I did it. And so, yeah.
And you waited long enough, you know, mm-hmm. to know that's the right time.
Yeah.
So how was that process like between, like, because you were saying, like, the digital, because you weren't doing digital.
Mm-hmm.
So you did learn a lot of craft from her.
Yes.
Just before you went off on your own. So you don't do that other, obviously.
I don't shoot so film was, any longer, no.
So that's like, so that was that year that digital basically
99, 2000. So somewhere between 99 and 2000 is when I learned how to shoot digitally. And then I bought my first digital professional camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I just moved forward, and then I did belong to a local professional photographers of the mm-hmm. North Valley. Unfortunately, they're no longer in existence here, but I participated in that and then became a member of Professional Photographers of California and then Professional Photographers of America. So those are big organizations where they put on workshops, you know, education pieces, and so I became the president for 2 years, vice president, and then held other positions in the local organization here and participated in, like, a print competition,
mm-hmm.
which really helped you grow and learn, like, the 12 elements of photography.
Yeah.
And,
ooh.
Yeah, I won a lot of awards, and so, but I never went outside of our organization here, so you can compete, you know, on a bigger level. At the other two organizations. And then in 2007, I did win/earn Illustrator Photographer of the mm-hmm. Year. So that was really exciting. I forget that I have all those awards.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I've never even heard that before.
I was going to say, I haven't heard you talk about that either. That's really impressive.
Yeah. Sorry, I was like, I'll have to look it up because I'm a part of PPA, too.
Oh.
I didn't know about California's, but I am a part of PPA. I was like, I'll have to look you up on there.
Yeah, I'm on there. So.
What does PPA stand for again?
Professional Photographers of America.
Oh, so can you compete in a national level then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
No, I
just
haven't.
Just the state level?
Just here, locally.
Oh, just mm-hmm. locally.
You're going to have to get her to branch out.
Yeah, and then PPA, they have, like, where you can get your Master of Photography what is it?
The degree.
Yeah, okay. You can earn. So I do have, like, a merit
mm-hmm.
towards working towards a master craft degree
yeah.
through PPA. So it's not like it has nothing to do with college credits
yeah.
or anything like that. It's totally separated. But it's all education still. So
Well, at least you have to focus on your craft instead of taking a bunch of classes that you don't need.
Exactly.
But those awards, do they, like, help with the business somehow? Or
maybe your exposure,
Exposure, and it just shows that you're continuing, like, it's like proof that you know what you're doing.
Right. I was going to say, I mean, if you think about it, if you were choosing a photographer and you had someone that doesn't have any accolades,
mm-hmm.
and then you have someone who has won, you know, multiple awards,
yeah.
I'd be like, okay, so this is the chick I'm going to talk to.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know anything about that, but of course there is something like that, right?
Yeah. You should totally put it on your Facebook page. You haven't, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Those are bragging rights.
I need to toot your own horn.
I just came across because they were just, yeah, so I need to do that.
But. You're like, oh, wait.
I do have a question to kind of go back to. When you switched over to digital, mm-hmm. do you like shooting digital much better? And I'm just curious what the, like, biggest difference that you noticed is out of the two styles.
Well, I love photographing digitally just as long as you don't over-photograph, because you can do that. With film, you know, you're paying for your film up front, you're paying for developing, so you're continuously having that cost.
Okay.
Compared to shooting digitally, you know, you buy your camera, you buy your cards one time. Mm-hmm. So,
gotcha.
I mean, it's still expensive. I mean, over a period of time, I feel like digital's more cost effective. However, with film, when you print in film and develop in film, there's no manipulating your images. You don't spend time on Photoshop. So there's a lot of time, less time when you photograph and film, unless you convert it into a disc and then do that. But digitally, you can spend lots of time on the computer. So it can be fun.
Over photographing means like you took 300 more than you should have.
Yeah.
So just make it too difficult to like choose each.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes. And I'm not even
I think I have that.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's like, I definitely don't over photograph. I've been doing this for 20 years, so I know how to, you know, pose people. I know what they're wanting before the photo session even takes place. So I always capture what the client wants and then I capture what I vision. And 9 times out of 10, what I vision, they really, you know, that's what gets selected.
Well, yeah, because we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't, for example.
Yeah, I don't
ever. If I go in, I'm not like, okay, these are the poses I want to take.
Yeah.
This is the angle I want to hit. No, please manipulate me. Tell me what to do, because I have no clue. And I'm not photogenic. So it takes an eye, I feel like, to help.
I feel the same way.
Put someone in a position that is flattering or does capture, you know, what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
I love when people say that they're not photogenic because then that means it's a challenge, and I love challenge, and I work really well with, you know.
Challenge?
I do.
I do that about you.
Yeah.
Although she's lying. She's photogenic.
She
we all know that. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever you. Anyways, we are actually about to run into our next commercial break. So look at that. Paused and didn't even have to interrupt
this time. Oh, my goodness.
So, again, we want to mention our amazing sponsors that make this show happen. Without you guys, we wouldn't be here. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you, girls. I'm excited to announce that Everbloom Skincare is open.
Yes.
660A Azalea Avenue. She does natural acne clinic, botanical-based, non-toxic skincare. Josie Ramirez, we just had her like 2 weeks ago.
She's awesome.
Check out her her recording. Me too. Just reminded me. Josie, if you're listening, I will call you. Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. Michelle Lane Coaching, located in Chico, California. She's a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women. Lit from Within at 2449 Athens Avenue. And actually, you guys, I got to read that they're having a glow yoga session this Friday at 7 o'clock.
I'm going to go to that.
It is $20. The proceeds go back to the local organizations in town, Kick Cancer. You can pay at the door. And it is celebrating women empowerment. Class is designed to tap into your divine feminine. Ooh.
It's so fun.
Yeah. Well, I think the gals and I are going. And Bev Gray with Servita, a nutritious drink. And All Fired Up with Felicia Tortorici, 1796 Churn Creek Road. Pottery painting, life casting, board art, clay prints, and fused glass workshops, and more.
I can't wait to get in there. Anyways, we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere ag and turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We're just having a fun time. We love having Melinda in the studio.
I know. I can't believe we haven't had her here ever. She told us, and our show has been going on almost 3 years. Not in KCNR, but...
Yeah.
That's because I was probably too shy.
Yeah. But it's so funny because we know you. You're not shy. We're glad you're here now.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad I'm here, too.
Best timing ever. It is. Really.
So we were just obviously talking about your photography business. She's the owner of MC Hunter Photography. And we were just talking a little bit about having an eye for taking photos and putting people in, you know, in positions. And is that what it's called? Help me.
Posing.
Posing. Yeah. No posing skills over here. But, you know, and you had also talked about that. So you started your actual business in what year?
2000.
2000. Okay. So, did you just work from home, and then you decided to make the leap, you said, in 2017?
Yes, I just worked out of the home. So, basically, I did a lot on location. So, I think I've pretty much done every genre of photography you can possibly do, from, mm-hmm. like, weddings and families and babies and maternities and dances and sports and you name it, commercial. I pretty much, I think I've done it all. Oh, and boudoir. But I've narrowed it down. So, like, my absolute favorite.
That was going to be my next question, yeah. Like, what your favorite type is.
Yeah. Well, I love maternity. I'm a very emotional person. I love photographing weddings, but I don't really advertise for that because it's a big job and, you know, it's very wearing on the body.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. Like, yeah.
And honestly, it's, like, probably – the most stressful type mm-hmm. of photography or business to do, especially when you're doing it alone. And I love capturing every, I mean, I can do it just fine. It's just I'm very selective and do, you know, maybe just a handful a year. I don't
really.
Seems
like the one type of photography I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot.
I started that when I graduated, and I did it 6 months. I was like, I can't. I don't have the patience for this. Like,
well, it just seems incredibly stressful, and there's so many different types of shots, I feel like, that you need to get and that there's expected of you, and especially if you're by yourself, you are hustling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't sit down and... more often, you know, you sit down and they offer you a meal, but it's like take a few bites and then get back up because there's always something to be photographing. Mm-hmm. So, but my favorite is like maternity sessions. I love maternity sessions. And high school seniors, families, and beauty, branding, boudoir, commercial. Those are the main ones that I like to photograph. So...
And you did you do the Santa Claus too every year?
Yes, I do. Oh, I do the Santa Claus.
Oh my God, those are so cute too.
I have a wonderful Santa Claus. So thanks for putting that thought in my head. I better start planning.
wait,
COVID, we went one time. Our family.
We won't be able to do it maybe this year. Who knows?
No, it's true. We had fun that one time, and they were so shy. But I think the cookies got them.
Yeah.
And also because, I don't know, maybe Santa Claus got them too.
I mean, Santa's and cookies, that sounds like a great experience.
Yeah.
Not my kids, just the cookies part.
They're all, we're just going to sit over here and eat cookies. Let us know when we're done.
So, Melinda, when you made that leap in 2017, obviously that's a long time from 2000 to 2017, to go full-time. Mm-hmm. What was your thought process like? How was it? You know, the decision making.
Yeah, why
to
then?
Decide.
I just felt like so the way I did my business from 2000 to 2017 is basically everything was on location, or sometimes I go to people's homes and photograph them. It's kind of still on location, but I just thought like I felt like I was stagnant and I wasn't moving and growing, and so I just took the leap of faith and found a space. I thought this is the only way I'm going to be able to grow. And doing business at home and doing business on location, you know, in a commercial facility is totally different. I did that. I was in one location for a year. And then I also decided to go to college.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, I went in 2015. I was just going to go for a certificate. And somehow, so I was working for an accounting firm when I got my studio. So I was working full time, going to school full time, and doing my photography part time. And so somehow I managed to continue, and I graduated in 2018 with a business of science associate's degree. And
congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah. I was like, oh, I want to go for my bachelor's degree, but. And to come to realization, like, I can't do that full-time and continue my business full-time. So it was in 2015 or 17, I believe, that I quit working for the previous employer. And so from 2017 till now, it's been, you know, full-time photography.
How are you liking it?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I just, I'm so much more... like, I've grown so much. I'm always continuing my education in photography and, you know, business marketing and how to run a business. And in photography or just in business in general, there's always so much to learn. Like, I don't think anybody will ever learn it all in their lifetime.
Right. So with photography, what's your most favorite? Like, I know you've probably taken some classes on some, you know, higher level classes, something that I probably would not take myself. Mm-hmm. But what was your have you taken something that really like impacted you and that you've put into place in your photography?
Well, like over the years, I have gone to like week long workshops, seminars, and with those, you do learn and grow a lot. And then in 2018, I did hire a mentor, which I grew tremendously because I thought, okay, I got this commercial business space. It's not just, you know, it's not a hobby. It's like, okay, it's a real business, you know. So with that, it's helped out, you know, growing and moving in the right direction where I need to be. Because I've always felt like I've been doing this for so long. I do have the talent, and it's just time for me to, like, grow the confidence and mm-hmm. be where I should be.
So that mentor helped a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it helps with, like, we all have a blind spot somewhere, you know, even the creatives have that blind spot. And, I love mentors. I mean, they do help in some ways.
I just feel like, you know, having a coach or a mentor is always important. I think it's a, you know, whether it's in person, online, or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel it's always key to a business.
Well, yeah, especially because I feel like Maurice was saying we kind of have blind spots where we tend to pigeonhole ourselves mm-hmm. without even maybe realizing it.
Right.
You know, you get comfortable in a certain spot and that's where you live. And it's like, well, there's a lot more that you can, especially having all the experience that you have had.
Right.
There's probably a lot more that you can do than what you think you can.
Exactly.
Do you think that's one of the biggest challenges that you've had with starting your own business? Or, I mean, what do you think that that would be? Because that's a big leap of faith from going from having a full-time job and just doing photography on the side to that being your, you know, your full-time and getting a new, you know, getting a studio. That's a lot.
Yeah. I think my biggest struggle was just not having, like, I don't know, like a business plan and knowing really how this all's going to play out. And, you know, it's not like I'm getting a loan to start this business.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had the business, but there's the overhead was always low, you know? So I think that was like the biggest, maybe obstacle, but I'm just always optimistic and I can do this, you know?
Yeah. Plus you said, like you said, you had a portfolio already. So that helped big time.
Yeah.
Especially like around like being in Reading, you hear it often. There's a lot of photographers here, I feel. And there's even more every day I find out. So what do you think would you say from your heart it differentiates you from the other photographers? And I know there's different ranges. Some are really young.
Yeah.
Who was only like a year into it. And then you hear with somebody like you who's been around like, wow, that's a long time.
Well,
from film to digital. So you actually experience the difference, you know?
Well, I personally feel like digital is so much more forgiving. So people are more apt to, like, pick up a camera and start photographing and, like, oh, I'll do your session for you. And I find, you know, a lot of people, I mean, that's great. Everybody has to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally feel like I just want to, like, corral all these people that are photographers that are new in the business or, you know, and kind of help them, groom them to, like, not just give everything away because, you know, it's very easy to do. But anyway, what sets...
We gotta get into that the next... Sorry.
Yeah.
What sets me apart.
Yeah. And what you guys are talking about.
I wouldn't have thought of that, actually.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've got a few more of our sponsors that we need to mention before we hit our last commercial break.
We do. Oh, it's the last one already.
I know. Tell you, it flies by faster and faster every week, I swear.
Yeah. Thank you, Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach, Sarah Clark with Reliefs Trading. They're 100% USDA certified organic hemp. It's grown whole circle farms in Oregon, USA. And they have their, deep freeze pain relief spray. I think, yeah, it's that thing is super good. I love that.
I didn't get to use it, but I've heard.
So, Max Mallory, World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent, Boheem and Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And to our one and only Sarah Marie Spectrum, she helps you find the magic in you through her creative photography and videography. Thank you, everybody, for helping us stay on.
Yeah, seriously, thank you. We wouldn't be here, obviously, without you, so we appreciate you guys. And we will be back here in just a moment on KCNR with the Women of Vision Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we were just talking to Melinda. You just said the coolest thing, by the way. We were talking about what sets her apart with her photography. By the way, she owns MC Hunter Photography. So if you guys need a photographer.
A seasoned and experienced one.
Yes, she is the lady to hit up because she has got a plethora of knowledge and can do so many different things. But it just really struck a chord with me because we were asking you what we think sets you apart from other photographers, and it's something I just have never really heard before. And you said that you want to help other photographers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's pretty epic. Yeah. I mean,
so what sets me apart is, I'll go back to that comment, but I have a lot of years of experience. I've invested lots of money into my business. Not just equipment, but education, tools, knowledge.
Connections, too. I mean, you connect with the network, and you network a lot around
here. Yes, yes. And I just feel like I know how to serve my clients. I know what they want or if they don't want. I know how to just create a beautiful experience for them. And then, so what I specialize in is creating wall art to leave a legacy for their families to, you know, cherish now and forevermore.
Mm-hmm.
And albums. So that's what I really like to do is I don't shoot and burn on a disc. A lot of people do, you know, photograph and then turn around and give it to the person on a CD, but you really are not doing the client any justice because a lot of times they don't do anything or they don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Or so, and for me, it's not only just my passion, it's a craft that I just so love doing. I love taking a photo, even though I take amazing photos, take it up a notch and do some like just mastery editing on the image. I'm just very meticulous. So a client's not going to get that if you shoot and burn. And so, going back to, hurdling photographers, that, you know, maybe are shoot and burn photographers. Like, I don't have a fear. Like, you know, several years ago, it was like, oh my gosh, there's so much competition. And I don't really worry about that because I'm me and I'm unique. I'm different. I work with diverse personalities. I have a lot of experience, a lot of knowledge. So I'm not concerned about people that are charging very little and right. then shoot and burn. However, I feel that people that do shoot and burn and they're charging very little, then that should be considered a hobby and they shouldn't be charging for it. So, and, you know, I understand everybody has to start somewhere just like I did. You know, I didn't charge what I charged when I first started. It,
absolutely.
And just over the years, it starts, you just start re-evaluating your craft and how good or, you know, where you need more experience or help. And so that, for me, is just where I'd like to communicate and gather other photographers and kind of see where are they at with this. Is it just a hobby? Are you just doing it because you have a digital camera and you like to do it? And or do you want to do it as a business, you know, and help I want to say women, but there's men out there too. Direct them to where they can gain more knowledge and become more of the professional, you know, photographer. So a lot of people do say, oh, I'm a professional photographer because they have a digital camera. But,
yeah. You're like, no.
And me and Melinda were talking off air because I'm also someone that shoots professionally. And I feel like what we were discussing is, like, what separates a professional from a hobbyist is they are willing to invest in their craft. They put a lot of money into their marketing, constant education. And I think part of the problem, too, is a lot of those people, you never want to say you know everything because photography, especially now it's gone digital because I'm also classically trained, is that it's constantly evolving. Like, the technology, mm-hmm. like, we're seeing mirrorless now and all sorts of stuff. And, and, like, bouncing off of Melinda, like, that's – for me, too, is people are like, are you worried about competition? And I'm like, when you're a professional, you have to have confidence in yourself and your abilities. People often come to me like, are you upset your client went and shot with someone else? I'm like, they're not necessarily my client. It's a partnership. But for me, it's not a deal because someone else provides services that I don't. Like, I can't do it all. Like, Melinda's all she can because I'm sure she does. I've seen her work. It is beautiful, you guys.
Yeah.
But I'm a boutique kind of photographer. Mm-hmm. And for me, like, it's you have to have confidence in yourself mm-hmm. and your skills. And people come to you for a thing. And it doesn't bother me if someone shoots somewhere else.
Like, yeah, it exactly. seems like it could be an overwhelming industry. But I feel like it's really not. Because, like you said, you each have your own unique style into mm-hmm. photography. And people shouldn't look at the prices. It's more like, mm-hmm. what style do I want? How do I want to be conveyed?
Mm-hmm. And it's actually a really nice community. Like she said, I'm also a member of PPA, and, like, they have some great projects and stuff and other organizations I'm a part of. Like, you always want to give in to, like, not give in, invest in other people, and it's just constantly learning, and I love that about this mm-hmm. industry.
I would say it's probably how you learned new things,
too,
like by collaborating with people and, you know, not being stuck in your bubble and being scared about other photographers. You have to be able to be, a bit more well-rounded or at least be aware of...
Yeah, like, I have a lot of respect for Melinda because I was born in 91, so I'm going to not date myself here. While I did go to college for photography and I did do, like, classically trained in darkroom and stuff, like, being able, like, that was your only method for, like, so many years, like, I have so much respect for that. Because I only did, like, one semester of, like, manually burning stuff with, like, a mirror in the darkroom and all that. So, like, for me, like... That's impressive. So
yeah, that's a real passion right there. Because it's like it becomes more laborious at that point, right? Not only is it already laborious being out there on location dealing with
clients. Like, I can't imagine ordering film and all that stuff like all the time. Like,
the added steps. But yeah, like you said, you put education, you invest in yourself. That adds value to mm-hmm. what you do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you have to increase your prices or you gotta put a price on it.
Yeah. You know? It's not cheap being a photographer. If it's a business, like you mentioned, like I'm constantly, you know, my equipment, software, membership, education, mentorship, there's a lot that goes into it. So
on top of overhead.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you go and look at, even if you have a home office.
Yeah.
You still have overhead. Especially like cameras now are like not cheap
mm-hmm.
at all.
Like a price.
I think somebody tried to give me, like, hey, you should buy this one. I'm like, I'm not going to buy that.
Like, I'm not a photographer.
Yeah. You know. Can I hire someone who can do a better job?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm curious, what do you think are, like, some common misconceptions that people have about photographers? Or, like, is there a big one that glares out at you that you're just like, no, this is not?
I feel like, so I've been doing this for a long time, and I, you know, I charge what I feel that I'm worth.
And it's your time, too, which
is important. Yes, there's a lot of time involved. It's not just... kind of give an analogy. Well, no, never mind. I won't go there. forget it. Misconception, like photography is not an art. And in my opinion, it is an art. It's just a different medium of art.
Heck yeah.
So basically, yeah, that's
it's the art of light.
Yeah. And the thing for me is misconception. Sometimes when there's a special occasion, and this has happened, where they, oh, my grandmother's going to photograph the event. And I'm like, oh, is she a professional photographer? No, she has a camera. And I said, oh, okay. So I offered to photograph the event. But anyway, I've just came across, I've heard a lot of it, experiences where people don't hire a professional photographer. They have a family of, you know, a friend or a family that's going to take it. And I highly recommend hiring a professional, especially for the special occasions. If it's a wedding, maternity, newborn, you know, any kind of milestones in your life or your children's life.
1,000%.
I say hire a professional. You know, you can interview them. And that's one thing I always do with everybody that calls me that doesn't know me. I do an in-person consultation or a phone consultation now that we're, you know, shelter in place or whatever. But I always do a consultation with them. So I do have steps and systems in my business that is huge, differently than what I didn't do prior to 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I say hire that friend or family for in-between milestone.
Right.
Yeah, but not major. Oh, I know people who's hired.
No,
like a wedding,
worth it.
And it's their aunt or uncle, and then they regret it so much. Like, I never one time have I heard it that they didn't.
Right, they're like, darn, I'm really upset that I got these professional photos done.
Yeah, invest in a, now I hear, like, videographer, so invest in a videographer, invest in a photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Both two different separate thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Don't worry about the money, that's, like you said, it's major milestone, you're going to look back on that.
Yeah.
For like years to come, and your children and great grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I just photographed a family a couple of weeks ago, and they hadn't had their family portraits. And as we were wrapping up the session, they said, "Oh, I hope this doesn't happen like with our wedding photos. But the photographer lost the photos." I was like, "Oh no!
Oh,
that's never happened to me.
Yeah.
Thank God."
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Just delivery period, too. And they're like, oh, he took him like 3 months to give us a photo. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's even
that's
worse.
Never going to happen with a professional. Well, Melinda, do you have any, like, promotions coming up?
Right,
because
or special
we're
events?
Almost done here.
I do. In the month of July, I'm offering a free complimentary photo session for high school seniors.
Okay.
It'll be a mini session, like 30 minutes. And if the senior needs more time, that's always an option.
That's cool because I feel bad for them. A lot of them didn't get to walk, right?
Mm-hmm. And if seniors would like a full photo session, giving them complimentary makeup, hiring a professional makeup artist.
Oh, cool.
And if it's a guy, obviously he's not going to wear makeup. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Depends on how you feel.
But I will he will receive a gift certificate to get his haircut and a gift certificate for my photography. They'll get a credit.
That's awesome. And where can we find you? Because we got to be able to find you, too.
MCHunterPhotography.com. Nice. Or my telephone number is 530-524-9949. And I'm also on Facebook.
Ooh. Thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure, my dear.
Yes, it's been wonderful.
And I hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday night.
We are Women of Vision. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.